Welcome to episode 164 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we continue listener theme week by saying a thank you to some Russian underling who prevented the nuclear holocaust. Today's listener suggestion comes all the way from Germany. Christoph in Berlin writes, "Hello, Sean. My name is Christoph, and I attend university at the Freie Universität Berlin. Being in Berlin, we see reminders of the Cold War and communist occupation every day. A little known fact about the war was that it almost escalated to actual violence in 1983. The Soviets had installed a brand new missile detection system using satellites that would warn them if the United States launched a missile strike. Around midnight on September 26, 1983, a man named Stanislav Petrov was monitoring the new system. He, along with everyone else working at the monitoring station, was trained to immediately alert superiors of missile launches. The Soviet commanders would then turn around and immediately, and without question, launch a retaliation attack with nuclear weapons." What a happy world it was in the 1980s, man. It really sounds great. Just after midnight, the system went off, alerting Petrov that five American missiles had launched, aimed right at communist Russia. Petrov had a feeling that something was wrong. Now, in training, Petrov and his comrades had been told that if they were attacking, the Americans would launch dozens of missiles. But here there were only five. That, combined with the newness of the system, made him feel sure that the whole thing was just a glitch. So he ignored his direct orders and didn't tell his superiors. It turned out that the missiles were phantom. Had he informed the Russian commanders, they would have launched nuclear warheads right at the United States in retaliation. There probably wouldn't be that many people left alive to appreciate the irony of a war started over a computer bug. Well, that's my fact. Thanks for reading this long email. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Christoph. Well, thank you for your email, Christoph, and the write-up on the incident. I was not aware of Stanislav Petrov, but he is certainly an individual I'm glad I know about. I did a little more research on the topic when you sent this in and discovered that he was not originally slated to be on duty on September 26th. Makes you wonder what someone else might have done in his shoes. Thanks for tuning in to episode 164 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Make sure you tune in tomorrow when we turn our eyes to the heavens to learn about black holes.